Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Make sure we've always learned in the game of baseball, the 27th out is always the hardest one, it seems like, to get.
Yeah, you know, that's the one we search for, you know. Always love the opportunity to know that 27th out and has the opportunity for us to win a ball game, and had that opportunity yesterday. And, you know, we got the 27th out just not before we were able to keep them under that one run we got.
With Carlos's situation yesterday, he wasn't as sharp as you wanted him to be. Did you consider taking him out after he gave up the lead?
No, not really. I mean, you know, here's the thing. I got asked that question, and you know, the sharpness is I think it's a little critical. I understand the question because the result ended up not being what it wanted. You know, he made a mistake to Donaldson, and he made him pay for it. Didn't make another mistake until Swanson. He struck out a tough hitter in Markakis with five or six elite pitches. Strikes out Echevarria with, you know, four or five elite pitches. And then, you know, we made the determination to face Swanson and just got to slide her up. The pitcher Duvall, we just talked about in the staff meeting, I mean, threw two heaters in, threw a slider down and away, off the plate, you know, air off, air down, pitcher's pitch, got served into center field. So, no, I mean, there wasn't any real consideration. Just didn't work out.
I think my reasoning is the fact that you're going to need him in order to win this thing, and bullets are important at this time of the year because you probably are going to need him today, certainly maybe on Wednesday. So to get him out early to make sure he's got something left for today and certainly Wednesday was my concern.
Well, I appreciate your concern, Claves. You know, you can manage later today if you'd like. But
no, you're doing okay with it. I'm good with that.
Yeah, no, I mean, but here's the thing. It's a tie game. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like we lost the lead. You know, and then we kept him in there. It's a tie game. It's 1-1 game. So you still got your best guy on the mound that's been there for you all year. So, you know, I cannily really don't understand appreciate the question, but, you know, you pull your closer tie game, he's made a couple of bad pitches, you do that. I mean, that's pretty knee-jerk. And, you know, once the game was untied, you know, we had a guy ready to come in after Albies for Freeman. So, you know, different the game if we're down at that point, but we got a tie game with our guy on the mound. He made a good pitch. A guy put a swing on and served one into softly in the center field.
When you look at yesterday, I don't think it comes down to the ninth inning, because the opportunities you needed to have as far as your offense is concerned was probably a more glaring issue because it lasted throughout the game. Although the small ball run you got was something I'm sure you'd like to see more of.
Yeah, you know, we just didn't have many opportunities for it. Yachty gets him over. Carp gets him in. So that was good baseball. Not a lot of opportunities, first and second, the eighth, nobody out. Got Paulie up, you know, gets him a 2-0 count. You know, Paulie walks against lefties. This guy's walked two guys. You know, we're in a good spot, got a hitter's count, and wasn't able to put a swing on a pretty good pitch. And then, you know, weren't able to add on. So, you know, it's hard to win one-run games, man. 1-0 games, rather. So, you know, we got to be able to figure out a way to score more runs.
And certainly with Dakota Hudson going today, he's rested. He's on probably more rest, and that's got to be a plus for you as well.
Yeah, you know, we'll see. I mean, a lot of times sinker ballers, you know, they don't want them too much rest because they like to have that feel for it. But he is rested, and he's been up a couple of times, you know, when he was in the bullpen earlier in the series, and he's rested and ready to go.
All right, what do you look like lineup-wise today?
Fowler, Wong, Goldie, Ozuna, Molina, Carp, Edmund, DeYoung, and Hudson.
Look forward to seeing you later.
We'll see you after the game.